the showroom. So make sure you stop by. You see Jim, you see Bob's, you see the whole gang down at Vandermark Jewelers. They're located right across from the hospital on Broad Street here in Elyria. It's a trusted name in jewelry, Vandermark Jewelers, and if you stop by, you'll see why. Speaking of Vandermark Jewelers, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joins us here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Dave, thank you as always for the time today. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm doing pretty well, and I agree with Rocco. Although I said that's an interesting solution, sticking your, you know, putting your sneakers in the freezer. That's something I've never thought of doing.
Well, I had a buddy who moved to Texas a couple months back, and that was something he swore he had to do. He would actually throw his shoes in the freezer, if I'm not mistaken, for a couple of minutes before going outside, just to kind of help keep his feet cool. So yeah, definitely a little bit of a bizarre idea, but apparently effective. So who am I to argue?
Hey, if it's stupid and it works, it's not stupid, right?
There you go.
That's one of the reasons why we love having Dave O'Brien on the show, because he drops some outstanding knowledge just like that. Well done, sir. Well done. Well, lots to get into today. And I always enjoy following Dave on Twitter. He's got some great stuff on there. And on his social media platforms, he kind of responded to some of the, well, not all backlash, a little bit, but a lot of positive feedback he got from a story that he wrote last week talking about the Lorain County Fair and the Confederate flag. Now, Dave, as you might imagine, this has certainly drummed up quite a bit of interest over the last few days. And as we get closer to the start of the Lorain County Fair, my guess is this will stir up quite a bit of interest there as well. But I'm really interested to hear about some of the feedback that you received after putting this article together last week.
Yeah, well, this is a story that has had some legs over the past couple of years. And especially, you know, last year, and I guess even the year before I guess it was 2018, you know, we were talking about it in the newsroom. And in 2019, we talked about it some as well. And again, this year, especially with what's going on around the nation, there was again talk about it. And some of the fair boards in surrounding counties, you know, have taken steps. I mean, you're not going to see the Confederate flag at either the Medina or Wayne County fairs. At least you're not going to see it sold or by any vendors there. Those boards have kind of come together and said, hey, we just either asked our vendors not to sell it, or the vendors agreed. You know, it hasn't been the Ohio State Fair since 2015. NASCAR has decided to pretty much get rid of it as well. And we wanted to know what the Lorain County Fair Board was going to do. Now there's been some grassroots efforts by folks in Lorain County area to basically, you know, say, hey, this is not something that we want. We want the fair to be all inclusive and for everybody. And some politicians, you know, some county leaders, county government leaders have taken steps to say, hey, look, we're not going to go down there and have a tent or have a booth. You know, if you're going to continue to have this flag on display or for sale. And, you know, it's one of those things that the state of Ohio, back in the Civil War, sent more than 300,000 soldiers to fight for the Union, to basically end slavery. And now, whether or not you agree with that version of history, which I think a lot of historical scholars would agree with, the war was about slavery. I mean, there's still some people who say it wasn't, and I don't know that their arguments, you know, hold a heck of a lot of water. Maybe that's me being kind of personally, but at the same time, we just wanted to know if the fair board was gonna ban it outright or ask their vendors to not sell it. Still haven't heard back much on that on my end anyway. I know there's a couple other reporters who are also, you know, kind of taking interest in the story and just reaching out. There will be some planned, you know, caravans and protests, and people are really taking this issue to heart. But I had a couple calls the day after I wrote the story by a gentleman who said, you know, what's the big deal about this flag being there? It's a First Amendment thing. You know, anybody can fly that if they want to. And I said to them, well, it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense. You know, if you figure that Ohio was a Union state, fought against, you know, slavery and against the South back in that war. And so, you know, why would you say that? So there were a couple of people who were very much on the side of, you know, keeping the flag around. But then I also got, I got, six times as many, positive emails from former Wellingtonians or current, current Wellington residents who said, hey, thanks so much for writing about this. We're fighting against it. We don't want the Confederate flag to be at our fair. We don't understand why there are still people who do. And we just wanted to thank you for keeping the issue in the, in the spotlight and then talking about it. And that's really all we're doing is we're trying to, trying to push the conversation. We're just trying to keep the conversation going and letting people know that this is still an issue, that there are a lot of Lorain County residents, current and former, who are really concerned about the flag still being there, for sale.
And this thing will stay in the spotlight for quite a while. It's interesting because this always seems to be a topic of conversation leading into the fair, but this year, I think you could certainly argue that it takes on a totally different meaning, as you mentioned, because of all of the other entities that have decided to do away with the flag. You mentioned NASCAR. I know Mississippi has decided to do away with it as well. So it takes on a totally different meaning this year. And, Dave, I kind of wonder, as we head into the fair, which really isn't all that far away, we're getting very, very close to the beginning of it, there's going to be a lot of talk about, how will the fair go down exactly? And I kind of feel like this year, with all that's gone on with the Confederate flag, those two stories will kind of rival each other, right? I mean, the amount of people attending the fair and the precautions that will be taken for those that attend. And, because the Confederate flag has picked up as much interest as it has over the last few weeks, that could end up being a bigger story than the health and the safety guidelines.
Well, yeah, and that's also kind of an interesting side note as well, is that, typically you have every year at the fair, you have a senior day, and we know that seniors are especially susceptible to COVID-19. And I'm wondering how many senior citizens are going to show up, or whether that's going to be a fully, kind of a fully sponsored day. The fair has taken some precautions, for health and safety reasons there. But also there's the question of, how many people are going to say, well, I'm just not going to go to the fair this year because of how I feel about, either the Confederate flag or about the pandemic that's going on. So there's a lot of concerns that people have about attending. I think that the Lorain County Public Health, has said, hey, look, the fair's been really good about stepping up and saying, hey, we're going to try to protect everybody as much as possible, keep people apart, try to kind of protect people's health and safety, and their welfare while they're there. But when some people have a real psychological response, a real emotional response when they see the flag as well. So is that a part of a kind of a mental health component? Are there people going to be, concerned about seeing that and saying, hey, I view that as a hateful, racist symbol of slavery or of tyranny over some people over another? Is that going to be a concern as well? I think there's some people who have a really visceral reaction to the flag, and there's other people who say, look, it's either my heritage or it's a First Amendment issue. I don't want to touch it, for that reason. I think there's a lot of questions that are still kind of floating around, and the fair board would do well to be available and answer those questions. And we're going to keep talking to them.
I would imagine too. I mean, but you look at the way the things have gone the last 6 weeks or so. A lot of festivals, a lot of fairs have either canceled or postponed or kind of leaned one way then the other. Not the Lorain County Fair, man. Since day one, they've been saying, nope, we're doing this. It's happening. And they haven't backed off of that at all. Again, Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Well, Dave, a name that we bring up quite often is Jerry Phillips in our discussions. And it sounds like the Ohio Supreme Court decided to side with the Lorain County Prosecutor's Office over the allegations from Phillips and Dennis Flores on voter fraud back in 2015. Does this officially put an end to this story, or do you think there could potentially be more here?
This decision that came down from the Ohio Supreme Court, basically, Mr. Phillips has said, well, I plan to, basically file another motion to ask them to reconsider their decision. I want to see a written opinion with some legal arguments in it and legal reasoning behind why they shut down his argument and his client's argument. He said one line entries by the court don't promote the efficient use of judicial resources or inspire confidence in the legal system. He basically said he had 10 days to do that. So sometime this week, either Mr. Phillips is going to file that motion to reconsider the decision. It was a 7-0 decision by the Ohio Supreme Court. So I don't know what he expects to get out of that. But he's the attorney. So basically, yeah, there's a lot of background to this one. I mean, back in 2015, Dennis Flores was basically a court found that he was the victim of voter fraud, and he was. He was elected to counsel. He was off counsel now, but a court found that he was, that he was the victim of that, and he basically, has kept fighting that. But then also, the courts have said that basically, well, it was more so an argument, I should say, by the prosecutor's office and their counsel, that Mr. Flores said, hey, I demand immediate relief. This has harmed me, But then why did he take 4.5 years to file a suit? What's the urgency here? And basically, the prosecutor's office said the urgency is that Mr. Phillips wanted to get free publicity because he was running for county commissioner in the primary back in April. And that was another one that he lost, and he's fighting that as well. In court, he's fighting to maybe have a new election and have the courts reconsider that determination by the voters. So It's one of those things that I think is going to keep on going. I don't know that we've seen the end of this. So, there's a lot of I've said that a lot over a lot of the lawsuits that we've talked about over our time on the radio, and I don't think this one is quite at its end either.
All right, David, we've come to that point in the interview where we get to talk about the scanner stories. Now, of course, there were a lot of fireworks set off over the last 6 days, and some people okay with it, some people not so much, especially when they happen at the wee hours of the night. And I would imagine that took up a lot of space on the scanner stories this weekend. You're always good to pull out a couple of absolute gems when it comes to these. So which ones stood out in your mind?
Well, pretty recently, kind of fireworks of a different sort. I'm going to give you one from our friends at NEO Scan on Twitter, Northeast Ohio Scanner, always good for something. And this one is Dayline Rocky River yoga fight in Rocky River Park. Caller reports yoga class on the deck is taking up the whole park. People are getting upset and a fight is going to break out.
Wow. That's
the most Rocky River thing I've ever heard right there. Unbelievable.
Holy smokes. It was not a very zen-like experience from what it sounds like. Jeez,
no,
man.
No. not much namaste going on there.
Namaste away from that for sure. All right, Dave. What? That was too easy. I had to take the low hanging fruit there for sure. I figured you'd be flexible though. I figured you'd understand.
Oh my gosh, he doesn't stop. He doesn't stop, Dave. You don't understand.
Rocco, it's never gonna stop. He never stops. Never stopping.
he finds a way to stretch it out.
Yeah.
See,
now I'm getting in on it. Uh-huh.
I knew for a fact that you would get in on this somehow, some way. All right, Dave, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to catching up again next week.
Sounds good, guys. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Dave. Again, that's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram.